Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company for Kia's end of financial year offers that are on now. And Red Energy, a 100% Australian gas and electricity retailer. Sorry to those people on the line, we can't take your calls, but Hugh McCluggage has been good enough to join us, the NAB Rising Star nominee for the round. And we do this every week, have a chat to the NAB Rising Star nominee. And really, Jared, it was only a matter of time before Hugh McCluggage got the nomination. I mean, we've watched him go around most weeks.
Yep.
It's hard when you just do a pretty consistent, good job in your first year. I think Sam Powell-Pepper has kind of lost a bit of gloss because he just does a good job every week as opposed to maybe kicking four or five. But Hugh's in good form.
He is 19 disposals, 8 marks and 9 score involvements against the Giants on the weekend. Saw him get the nomination. He joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Hugh, and congratulations on your nomination.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great to chat to you. I was given great raps on your footballing ability by Kevin Sheehan prior to the draft. He thought you might have gone number one, but you came in at number three, which is, despite being a very lowly number now, it's still not a bad result.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good to be up here. I'm loving it up at Brisbane, and, yeah, very fortunate that I could get picked up at all, so... very happy with that.
Have you found the transition?
It's been really good. It's pretty tough at the start, as you two guys know. It's a pretty full-on competition.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, with the full-time sort of lifestyle about it, you're always thinking about footy. So at the start, it takes a bit to get used to. But, you get into the spin of things pretty quickly with the older boys helping you out. And it's good just to be out there playing with them now.
I can still vividly remember my first game of footy, and I came home and had a bath afterwards, and I thought, what, we got 21 weeks of this to go. That was when it was an amateur sport. It's a very professional sport. The bodies are bigger now, et cetera. It must be taxing, and I guess in 2 or 3 years' time, when your body really matures and you deal with it a hell of a lot better, you look back and think, gee, I'm a hell of a lot better prepared now than I was when I was an 18-year-old.
Yeah, definitely. I think as a young guy, you're still growing and you're not really used to that sort of full-on 14, 15, 16 Ks a game with the hard knocks, the bigger body. So, yeah, I'll definitely get home as well and feeling pretty sore and sorry for myself. But I'm slowly getting used to it even now, game by game. And I think after a few pre-seasons, it'll get a lot easier. So, yeah, it is quite tough, though.
Few blokes are signing up left, right and centre at the lines, which is good news. You're not locking yourself into a 5-year or something, are you now?
Yeah, no, not yet. I'm just focusing on the footy for this year, but it is great to see those boys signing on, and it really shows that all the young boys have the faith in the direction the club's heading, and including myself.
You live with a couple of the young guys as well, Jared Berry and Harris Andrews, so... I suppose it is nice when you've got your own group slowly making your own history at a club as opposed to sort of jumping in and as a senior group that you don't quite fit into.
Yeah, definitely. You sort of build those pretty strong relationships with those young boys. And I guess it is those young boys, but it's also the older boys, the leadership group, your Rockcliffe, Zorko, Beams, Leicester. Those boys sort of showing us the ropes and they're improving and playing really good footy as well. So... it is good to have that young group coming through, but at the same time, we need to be shown how to do it. And, we've definitely got that support from them and the coaching group as well.
Well, the great Zorko has had an amazing season so far, but he pulled a new trick on the weekend, Dwayne. He made himself disappear.
he's been playing well, Zorks. He was a bit flat on the weekend, but he's such a good player. I'm sure he'll be bouncing back and looking at ways to break through that tag.
Well, you know your class of 2017 and 2016 draft-wise. You're now a contender to win the whole thing, the NAB Rising Star. But there's a few guys at the top of the list that are playing pretty good seasons as well. Who do you think's had the best year so far? You've got Andrew McGrath is doing well. Ryan Burton is, I think, the favourite for the NAB Rising Star. Caleb Marchbanks having a reasonable year. Yep. And Sam Powell-Pepper's going okay as well. Who's had the best year, do you think, so far?
I think Sam Powell-Pepper has been very solid. He's come in and he's made an immediate impact. And the two times we've played him, he looked right at home. I think he's had about 20 touches and a couple of goals each time. So he pushes himself pretty hard. And and is knocking a few of those older blokes around in the team to sort of get the ball and have an impact himself. So I think from what I've seen, he's been the most impressive so far.
I actually agree with our guest, Hugh McCluggage. Dwayne, I reckon if I had to pick it right now, it'd be Sam Pelpepper from Andrew McGrath. I must admit, though, I haven't seen the best of Ryan Burton.
Yeah, well, he's a defender, so the defenders don't quite get as much, you know, as the emphasis, I suppose, and the gloss as the forwards get or the midfielders get. But, yeah, he kicked a couple of really good goals in Adelaide the other night, Ryan Burton. Hey, Hugh, before we let you go, as good as you might one day be, you will never, ever be the best player from South Warrnambool.
Yeah, I think Big John O'Brien, I have him covered in that department. He's a very, very good player and good person as well. So, I don't think I'll be getting to that level.
I wouldn't be underselling yourself, Hugh. I would not be underselling yourself. Let's see if we judge it on best and fairest.
Fair. Oh, really? Yeah. How many did John O'Brien win?
I reckon he might have only picked up a couple, Dwayne.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he only ever played, 14 games a season. He was either suspended or he was out injured. But Jerry makes a good point,
actually.
You
may be able to eclipse him on the best and fairest and maybe even on all Australians. If you can beat him on premierships, then it's going to be a great group, an exciting time coming forward.
Yeah, that'd be ideal, but three. We'll see what happens.
Well, that means there might be a spot in the couch for you in 2033.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be nice.
And speaking of the greatest of all time, you don't just have Jonathan Brown down there, the greatest centre-half forward the Brisbane Lions have ever had, but you got a bloke called Lee Matthews as a friend of ours dropping past every now and then. Does he call past and have a chat? What's when the great man walks past, do you call him over and say, hey, Lethal, or do you sort of just wait till he calls you over?
Yeah, I sort of just sit back and wait to be spoken to. So, yeah, I've been lucky enough to have a few tats with him. And, he's very knowledgeable and it's great to have him pop down to the club. He was actually down at training today, so he gets down quite a bit and has a look, which we're all very, very grateful of.
Yeah, well, next time you see him, just tell him Jared said, hey, Lethal. I'm allowed to call you Lethal, Jared said, and can you just give us a bit of advice? And he'll impart some knowledge on you, no doubt.
Yeah, no, I will. I will. I'll use that. Thank you.
Nice work, you. Great to have a chat. You're a great young footballer, and you're really good to talk to. So good luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Hugh McCluggage from the Brisbane Lions, 19 possessions on the weekend, and he's been one of the shining lights for the Brisbane Lions. And just before we go, Jared, I tell you what, the NAB Rising Star, you mentioned the names that are in contention. Mm. But here's some names that haven't even been nominated
don't
yet.
Don't mention Will Haywood.
All right, Will Haywood and Ollie Florent, who's playing some pretty good football for the Swans as well.
But Will's miles in front of Ollie, despite Ollie's great potential.
And Sean Darcy we saw on the weekend, first game for Fremantle, had a pretty good first game.
He had a great first game.
But he might not actually get a game. Well, hopefully he does get a game this week. Charlie Curnow's yet to be nominated as well.
Got to get a nomination.
Well, he can't, because I think the Blues have got their quota.
They have a quota, do they? Oh, well, you are a sceptic of the NAB Rising Star.
No, I'm just
this
on the
will
process.
Get back to Shifter.
Just now, I'm a good friend of Shifter. I think this year it is so open that I think the accumulation of good games does need to be rewarded. And I think that's what Hugh McCluggage has got this week, a nomination after an accumulation of really good performances. That's it for us. Thanks a lot for your company tonight. Kia's end of financial year offers are on now. So drop in, tell them we sent you. 7-year warranty on all new Kias. And we were here for Red Energy, a 100% Australian-owned gas and electricity retailer. Switch today, call Red's local setter on 131 806. We'll catch you tomorrow night at 6.